Hey guys, it's Regina Coley, aka the Motivator, Educator, and Cultivator, and I'm here today to talk to you about staying in your lane. Now, I know that you've heard that reference probably used in the context of doing what it is that only you can do, but today I want to talk to you about staying laser focused on the task ahead. If you are staying in your lane, that means that you are not getting distracted by the things that are happening around you. And sometimes there are conversations that happen around you or that happen to you or that are just overheard that allow you to just become slightly distracted. And that little distraction can deter you from the goals that you have set out to achieve. Sometimes the people that are very closest to us, our family, our friends, our business acquaintances, our peers, our mentors, those people that we really, really look up to can really mean well, but sometimes they are not gifted or equipped or given insight to the things that God has given you to do to be able to accomplish the work that He has assigned to you. For example, if God has said to you, guess what? This year, you have a book inside of you, and this year you are going to write it, publish it, and I have all these wonderful opportunities around this central message in your book. You get started on that book, and then somebody tells you, why are you writing that book? That's already been written. You should write about this or come from this perspective. Now, all of a sudden, you have changed the initial message that has been given to you based off the opinions of what somebody else has told you to do. And in fact, that was not what was supposed to be created. And I think that sometimes people don't understand when you are the vision caster, this has been given to you. You've been given foresight and you've been given insight to carry that vision. So you cannot get distracted by the things that other people are saying because they don't possess that same wisdom and understanding for the gift that belongs to you. So I'm here to encourage you today to stay focused and stay in your lane, because that lane may be a new lane. That lane may lead down a path or down a street that's intended for you. You may not be able to take other people with you. You may not be going where everybody thinks that you are going. This may be something that's very unique to you, that's unique to this season, that is going to be the catalyst or the thing that takes you further than you ever gone before. But when you get distracted in the little things, you get distracted from the bigger things that God has for you. So I'm here to remind you and encourage you and just push you to stay focused and stay in your lane today, because my goodness, something beautiful is about to blossom, and I cannot wait to see what that entails.